from St John's Trust Home, Care Home. We recently have been talking to the elderly about voting and things, and it's come to a big light for us, all of us new to it, about our overseas spending and foreign aid spending, and it seemed a massive thing about all our money. And everybody that I've been talking to is wondering why we're giving so much to foreign aid and why we're not putting it back into us.
I feel quite strongly about this issue, and that the National Council of Action fully supports the amounts of money we spend on overseas aid. It won't take a lot to remind everybody about the Ebola outbreak that we've seen recently. And that happens because a lot of these countries around the world absolutely have no healthcare systems or education systems whatsoever. It's shocking. So whilst we're worrying about £12 billion, let's worry about the £100 billion that is avoided in tax evasion. Yeah. Tax evasion. Worldwide, the Tax Justice Network estimates there's something like $1.5 trillion in offshore tax havens. It's absolutely disgraceful. We could afford to, you know, put healthcare systems in, and education systems in a lot of these countries. And as Duncan rightly says, it causes real national security problems. We are looking at the wrong issues. We're being driven by this unfortunate right-wing media that's saying, look, it's all the fault of immigrants, it's all we're spending all our money abroad, when actually the real problems are actually in the City of London and the tax avoiders. And if we actually got that money back, and probably could get £20 billion a year back, a financial transaction tax, something like £10 to £20 billion, we can afford all of these things. But they don't want to talk about it because it upsets their rich friends in the city. So this 0.7% is actually crucial for a better world, and actually protects our country. So, I would feed that message back to your care home residents, please.
Thank you.